Yeah. Christ est mort, elle cherche l'amour. Elle vend son cœur et puis le lendemain, elle reprend son chemin.
Often tell stories by dancing, and such a dance story is called a mudra. My daughters, Mara and Risa, are each wearing sandals and a long dress called a sari, made from a single length of silk. They will tell the story and tell you how to move to it. Although the music really rocks, it will give you a taste of India, because you will hear a long-necked, many-stringed instrument called a sitar.
I give you love and a rainbow. Sit straight on the floor and cross your legs next to your body. Join your hands behind your head and just think.
And a little green worm. Move one arm slowly, the way you think a worm moves. I bring you sparkling sunlight on a green leaf. While one arm moves as a worm, let your other hand move like the sun as it appears to travel from one horizon to another. Summer wind, breathe deeply and make the sound of a gentle breeze while the worm twists and the sun travels. offer you a warm cover of silk. Stand up quietly and let your whole body be the green worm spinning a strand of silk which wraps around him from one end to the other until he is covered with a silk cocoon. You to rest, stop spinning, and fold your body as close to the floor as possible. Golden sun calls you to battle your way out of the silk which surrounds you. Fight until you create a hole in the cocoon. Colors and wings to fly with. Go, jump, leap, use your arm wings higher up into the blue sky. You have become a rainbow with wings. You have become a butterfly.
Here's Dr. Chevy Chase with this simple test.
How can I really know if I'm a humorous person or an average run-of-the-mill I-don't-get-it type? Well, it's often better to find out if you're funny in the privacy of your own home first. Right now, unplug your radio and take it into the bathroom with you. We'll give you 5 seconds to get there. Are you there? Good. Plug the radio in and stand in front of your bathroom mirror. Don't be embarrassed. You're all alone. Simply follow instructions. Now, insert the pinky fingers of your left and right hands, respectively, into the left and right corners of your mouth, like so. Pull hard so that your lips peel back and you can see your teeth. Are you looking at yourself in the mirror? Is it funny? You've probably started chuckling already, haven't you? A good sign. Let's hurry while we have the moment and move right on to the shtick test. Okay, now, still keeping one finger in your mouth, take your other hand and remove the top from the jar of Vaseline on the shelf below your mirror. Ordinary toothpaste or shaving cream will do. Spread some on your left cheek and in your hair. Pretty funny, huh? If you're not already laughing, try drooling or spitting up on yourself a bit and wiping it into your shirt. The shoulder is always a funny place to do this. While you are laughing, immediately remove the other finger from your mouth and change instantly into a serious expression. And, while looking right into your reflection, say the words moose poop or poupée. You are sure to crack yourself up. Here comes the final and most important test to help you find out if you indeed have a sense of humor. Open the cabinet and remove the blade from your razor. Close the cabinet and stare at your face briefly. No smiling or cracking up. Now, quickly, just as fast as you can, slit your left wrist, taking care not to cut the tendons. Only the blood vessels should be severed. Repeat with your right wrist. Okay? Now, if you thought I was serious about slitting your wrists, you blew it. And clearly you don't have a sense of humor at all. If, however, you thought I was only kidding, you're right.
Oh.